Once again, queridos hermanos y hermanas, dear friends, many times in the course of life, we come to the end of an era in our own lives, the end of some kind of period that forces us to recognize that things are changing within us and around us. The list could go on for a long time, I'm sure, but as I thought about it, I thought, for example, the end of innocence. As little kids, when we discover that we can't always trust people even when they're nice to us. Or the end of vacation, summer vacation, when September looms and we know we have to go back to school. Or the end of being dependent on our parents and we get an apartment or move out. Well, we may come back for laundry or we may come back to raid the refrigerator, but somehow something has changed and we know it. Or the end of freedom, kind of very personal, sometimes selfish freedom, when we meet somebody, fall in love, and then say the two words that changes our whole world. We simply say, I do. And everything is different. Or the end of robust health as young adults or mature adults when sickness or some kind of weakness settles in and we say, this is not a passing episode, this is the way it's going to be, whatever the it may be. So there are just many times when we come to the end of a certain period in our lives. And it might sound like bad news, but then when you think about all those different examples, it really isn't. It's a loss in one sense, but a gain in another. And we realize that God calls us to something new and different, inevitably, something deeper. Well, I think that's what this morning's gospel is really all about. It's about the end of the world as we know it. We've taken for granted, for example, for weeks and months and years, centuries, maybe the automatic sequence of days and months and years. Because history, we discover, through hearing the gospel and seeing signs within us and around us, history has come to a head, not an end. And what seemed to be the endless repetition of a circle of seasons is really what the scientists call a helix. Not just circle like this, but circle like this. It's moving and changing. It's rising upward and forward. And suddenly we discover, and that's the Christian contribution to the human history, sense of history. The Christian contribution is that there is a presence of Christ in our history and in our lives and everything we experience that moves forward. And that gradually reveals that God has been part all the way through, pulling us into the future in ways we don't always understand and only appreciate looking backwards. Perhaps an example from the gospel is the budding of the fig tree. Or grapevines. It's springtime. It's supposed to be, it reminds us that this admonition, this warning, this pointing out of the things changing and the order that we're familiar with is really good news. Years ago, 4.5 years ago maybe, I had the chance to have a whole month on the Isle of Patmos, an isle about 20 miles off the shore of Turkey, off Ephesus. It's where John the Evangelist, John, one of the Johns, wrote the book of the Apocalypse. And I was there for a month, and every single morning I'd take a walk, 25-minute walk up the hill to this chapel where tradition says that John wrote the Apocalypse, where he had the visions. And curiously enough, I was living in a little hotel, and there was a dog there, who would follow me up to the cave every morning and wait 2 or 3 hours until I'd finished praying and then make sure I got back home safely. In the process, I would go, and this is the point, in the process, I would go past a vineyard and a fig tree. And through the course of the spring month, I would see how it changed from one day to another, how the budding of the leaves and the beginning of new growth came every single spring. It was a wonderful thing. We enjoy autumn. It signals the change of seasons, its beauty, but it signals something more difficult coming, winter, even in our climate. And winter has its own beauty, but spring in southeastern Wisconsin is just wonderful. And the gospel wants us to evoke that memory for a moment when everything comes to life again. Maybe we don't have fig trees, and maybe we don't have grapevines, but the forsythia that comes in springtime, and the crocus, and the magnolias right around the cathedral square here, they're a reminder that if winter comes, can spring be far behind. The new and final age is dawning around us. That's the point of these readings. The new and final age is dawning within us. And as I thought about us on the edge of Advent, with all the preparations for Christmas, inevitably it's a sign of how God is at work in our world, because, you know, we suddenly find ourselves being much more kind and much more generous, buying gifts for people we love that we can't really afford, and we end up paying for them in January and February and March. But there's a spirit that comes upon us this time of the year, and it is an indication of what we're called to be and do. Look around. God is at work. The saints sparkle, especially those who lead others to justice. Salvation Army folks stand at the entrance to all the supermarkets. I'm getting to know them by name. A reminder that this is a different time of the year, and that we are recognizing all the good folks around us who are called to work for justice. Not merely balancing the books, that kind of justice, but the restoration of right relationships with everybody, with family and neighbors and co-workers. Last week, I couldn't resist talking about that box that's in the, as one goes down to the Western Wall in Jerusalem, the box that says justice. A reminder that that box is an invitation to contribute toward the right relationship of everyone in the world. Well, this morning, our first reading, we are reminded people who work for it are signs and examples of God at work in our world. Television has brought the horrors of all kinds of things in the world into our living rooms. More recently, the bombing in Paris, or the things that occur in Turkey with some degree of frequency. And it almost sounds as if it's getting worse, but as a matter of fact, it isn't. It's just that we have it so immediately before us. Again and again, we're told that the world is less violent than it was, that good things continue to happen. They don't make the news the way tragedy does. But they're not only more important than the tragedy, they're more frequent. And this time of the year, they get headlines in ways that are wonderful. The fact is that this time of the year, the media can't resist talking about the good things. This time of the year should be noted very carefully, because God is at work. And if we look for it, we'll see it. And we're invited this morning to believe it.